Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
100.1 FM, News Radio 1020 KDK AM. That's the star, Richard Bazzi. I'm Bubba from 100.7 Star. And this is Cars, Stars, and Everything in Between. And Richard, I got to tell you, I'm super excited about our guest today because I consider him one of my dearest friends. And just so you know, the reason he's in radio is because of me.
True.
Well, that sounds like an interesting story. But it could become endless.
No, it won't. Lady Marty Griffin.
Go ahead. So tell me real quickly then, did you get him an interview in the radio?
I'll let Marty tell the story.
Well, no, this is actually true. Back in the day, and I mean, I'm talking about right when I came to the market from Dallas, and you know I'm from here. I used to fill in when Shelley Duffy was on vacation. And my man said, Marty, you got to do this. And he gave me the opportunity and said, you should do this full time. This is actually 100% true. He did.
Well, that's pretty
and
cool.
I caught the bug from my man. I remember Bubba used to, he did the coolest stuff and he was a teenager. I'm not exaggerating. He'd do live remotes, Bazzi, in a shower. I mean,
but he's never been one to be shy or hold back.
Never, ever, oh, ever.
I love
that. That's pretty funny. I love that visual.
Yeah.
And the three of us have, honestly, the beauty of the three of us.
Yes.
And then I'll let you guys do your thing, is that we all think about making a difference and yep. taking care of other people. And really, it's really true with the three of us together, the change that we could make and the difference we could make and do make now. And in the center of it is my man, Bazzi.
Absolutely.
He's never said no, ever.
Well, you know, and that's kind of interesting because the three people that are on this right now and in entwined in this interview, I agree with you 100%. You know, Bubba and I do things together. Yep. You and I are doing things and you and I are going to do something even more unique and a more structured way very soon. And I think that's exciting. However, the one thing, I mean, there's so many things, Marty, you're so ingrained in the city. What's your why? What is your why? At the center of it all, what is your why?
Richard, I'm going to tell you a brief story. When I was in Texas, one of my boys with your kind of status and success was retiring and he was 40 years old. And he had a landing strip in front of his house. He had the world by the, you know, what's. And I said, my man, why are you retiring? He said, Marty, how thick does your steak have to be? And as I get older and as I matured, I found out that, man, you know what makes me whole? You know what makes me feel gratitude? Is making a difference. And as a young reporter, Bazzi, I used to go to a fire. Yeah, the house burned down. Yeah, the firefighters were here at 6 a.m. But what I would do instinctively is I would look around, I would find the family, Bazzi, and I would say, man, how can I help that family rebuild their house or find another home? And really, that's the genesis of it, being a difference maker, not just being a reporter at the scene, which God bless them, they do a hell of a job, but being the reporter that makes a difference. And that's the genesis of all of this, making a difference.
So as you're speaking, Bubba, are you nodding your head to yourself saying,
absolutely.
Yes, that's me?
Yeah, my story is just a little bit different. When I started as an intern, and I won't say the personality's name, I was doing a radio station remote, and my job for B94 was to set up a giant inflatable bee. And there was a radio personality that was there, and I'm just going to be honest with you, who wouldn't give anybody that showed up to see him the time of day unless you were a more attractive female. And now this is a true story. And I was so like kind of offended by it. I said, if I ever make it in this business – where people show up to say hi to me or to see me, I want to make sure I have some substance behind it. because I'm fortunate enough to be broadcasting in the city that I was born and raised. I'm a city kid. I grew up in Greenfield. So that has been my inspiration. I was like, I'll never be that. I'll never be him. I'll never be the guy that's just this faceless voice behind a microphone. I'm going to make a difference in the city that I'm born and raised, and I'm going to have some substance so that when people come up and see me and say hi to me because they hear my voice on the radio, there's going to be a lot behind it.
So, yes, I agree with that. I agree with your personal story. I agree with Marty's personal story. But the bottom line is to help other people.
Yes.
Regardless of how you got there, regardless, your why. When Marty was speaking, I was nodding my head thinking, wow, he's talking about me.
Absolutely.
That was my question to you. Are you nodding your head saying, yes, that he's talking about me? That's our common denominator.
100%.
Regardless of the external factors, which really we can't control. At the end of it, when we look inside ourselves, we all want to make things better for somebody. How thick do you need to have a steak? These are all great things, great analogies. But how many people really have an opportunity to have a platform to be able to do it? We were connected, the three of us, for some reason, right?
That's right.
There was a man up there that decided these three people, Bubba, Marty Griffin, and Richard Bazzi, were going to be together and connect at some level and be able to make a difference. And I see the difference being made every day.
Amen.
And whether you don't want to see and talk about and enumerate all the, you know, the backpacks and blah, 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 blah. Doesn't matter. Yeah. The bottom line is to help other people. Now, I think personally, Marty, you've probably had an epiphany. And I'm going to ask you about that, because at some point last year you had, and maybe it was a year and a half ago, but you were given some terrible news and you were diagnosed with cancer.
Yeah.
And I'd like to ask you about that. And I'd like to ask you at the end of it, I'll jump ahead, but at the end of it, how much did that change your perspective of your life?
This is so astute. And I'll tell you what, look, man, I've always enjoyed making a difference. And quite frankly, there's a little bit of ego to it, Richard. You like the attention derived from, wow, I changed the law. Wow, I found a woman a kidney. And by the way, we did that. But when I got sick with cancer, I distinctly recall having this conversation with my wife. 9-year-old son, Bazzi, 9. And I said to my wife, if I die, no hyperbole, will Vince, my son, remember me? She's like, man, I'm not sure. And then I started asking people,
wow,
who lost their dad when they were young. Do you remember your dad? And so I thought, man, we got to step up our game, make a bigger, greater example. And to the point, Richard, I started bringing my kids along. Hey, come with dad today, whether you want to or not. I want you to see what it takes to make a difference. And I want them to someday say, my old man was pretty damn cool. And I'm doing what I'm doing because he did what he did. And so you're right on, brother. It's like it lit a greater fire under me and made me more intense about, I got to do this now. And Richard, I got to do this at scale. Let's help thousands of people. And we can,
that's,
man.
And that's what you and I have discussed.
Right
and
on.
That's what you and I are going to launch, hopefully very soon, in right a very on. Formal, structured manner, because we can pick. And somebody said, well, you know, why don't, first of all, Marty, let me go back before I even start to pontificate a little bit here. That story is really heart-wrenching, really. To ask that question, I wouldn't have even have thought of saying, at 9 years old, do you think my son will remember me?
Wow.
Because we will. I wouldn't even have thought to ask that. And your wife, who, God bless her, is wonderful. And for those of us that don't know, she is also a news anchor, Christine Sorensen. And she's very well known here, but she's so wonderful. But for her to ask answer that question the way she did, very honest of her.
Yeah.
And unbelievable to be able to say, I'm just not sure. But man, I wouldn't even think to ask that question.
By the way,
well, I mean, Bubba, we've all been tested, we've all been questioned our mortality and our existence and our roles as parents. And Bubba has been through some pretty dramatic experiences with his own kids that go way, way, way back to the birth of his daughter. And, you know, so we've all seen this. We've all had an epiphany of sorts. Have we not, Bubba?
Absolutely. This is Marty Griffin. This is Richard Bazzi from Schultz Ford. I'm Bubba from 100.7 Star. More with Marty Griffin when we come back. This is Cars, Stars, and Everything in Between. 100.1 FM News Radio, 1020 KDK AM. That's the Star, Richard Bazzi. I'm Bubba from 100.7 Star. This is Cars, Stars, and Everything in Between. And we're talking to, like, we are like the triumphant. I don't know if that's the right way to put it. Marty Griffin, it Richard Bazzi, and myself.
Bubba, I'm just listening. I thought that it would be a great opportunity. Marty, you wanted to talk about something, the great word of serendipity.
Oh, let me say this. It's actually kind of humorous. And I believe in serendipity. I didn't know Bazzi. I knew his spots, and I thought he was magnificent in the way he delivered his spots and created interest in his brand, in his hat, in his voice, and all of it. But I didn't know the greatness of him. This is a true story. So we have this warm-a-thon every year, and I have a show where we raise money to help folks pay their heating bills. And Luke Ravenstahl, who I love, I don't care what you say about him. We were good friends, quite frankly. He says to me, "You got to call my boy Bazzi." And turns out him and Bazzi were tight, honestly, like family. And
true story.
He gets Bazzi on the air. I didn't even know the man. And he gave us an entire Penguin suite with tickets for like 12 people, valued at like $3,000. He didn't know me from a crack in the sidewalk. And from that day forward, Bazzi has never said no. State trooper, dying from cancer. This is a true story. Had a rusted out pickup truck. His wife came to me. It was a Ford. And said, "This Ford dealership, not Bazzi's, won't help me." So I send the note to Bazzi. Guy drives the truck to Bazzi's dealership. And Bazzi says, "To hell with that. We're giving my man a new truck." And right there in front of me, he gave that guy a truck. And Bazzi, got to tell people, talk about serendipity, about this trooper and his relationship with you and how the world is.
That's pretty funny. I just repeated that story to my daughter the other day. So this state trooper, Marty just comes out of the blue with this. And of course we did what we thought was the right thing. And we did replace his truck for him because it was the right thing to do. Marty, he comes to the dealership to meet us. He walks in the dealership and he's about 12 feet tall. Right. And I mean, I'm telling you, this image is not one that is easily forgotten. This man walks into a room. He was huge. And as soon as I saw him, I said, "Hey, were you out of the barracks in on the turnpike?" And he said, "Yes." I said, "You gave me a ticket. I remember you walking to my car. How could I ever forget you? I couldn't forget you. Oh my goodness. But you gave me a ticket. Now I'm gonna return it and I'm gonna give you a truck."
That's fantastic.
That was serendipity.
What an amazing story.
Oh, we have so many of those, Bubba. We have stories together. Marty and I have stories together. We have stories together as the three of us. And this is the platform. And that's why I asked you what your why was, because your why is the common denominator. If we were in an algebra class, we would say the common denominator is our why. And we will continue. We are fortunate to be part of the Odyssey Radio Group that allows us to do these things, to allow us to have what we call terrestrial radio make a difference, which is just all local radio, right? It's not serious. It's none of that. So we're allowed to do this. And I will tell you, the difference in our success is because we do care. And that is the other common denominator. All the other people, all the other things, they're imposters. We are not imposters. We do the right thing for the right reason.
Hey, I got to tell this. I think it's relevant. I've never seen Richard silence because my man can yak. That's what I love about him. He's so charismatic and has a tendency towards hyperbole, just like me. Twin sons of different mothers, I say. But this 12-year-old girl named JC, quite frankly, who's dying from terminal brain cancer. Bazzi, you gave her a family a car. They've never had a car like this. And it was an unbelievable thing that you did. But beyond that, my brother, my man, you were silenced. It kind of got right into your heart and ripped at it, did it not, seeing this little girl?
It did. It still does. Yeah. It still does for you. I know you went and spent the day with her for her birthday. It does, because I think it's so relatable and it really puts life and death right in front of you. And, you know, what do you, like you said about, you know, how big of a stake do you need? I mean, you know, you look at that and you see somebody's need. If you see somebody's need and you have the ability to help them and you ignore it, then shame on you, because you're only here. We're a gift. Somebody gave us this opportunity. Why would we keep it within ourselves? This young girl's family didn't have a vehicle to go to the hospital.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
That's true.
True story, right? So happens that my niece had a vehicle that she was selling. I bought the vehicle from her because it was, I knew the car had been not used heavily. Car looked brand new. And so I knew where the car came from. I was very comfortable, and we gave it to her. And honestly, it, something which I call so trivial on my part was so important to her. But, and Marty put us together. So it's just the serendipity part. This is a great word, by the way. It's just a great word, because now what I want to do is establish some way in a more structured, because people say, well, do you give to the Heart Society? Do you give to American Cancer? No, I don't.
So how do you do it?
Well, these opportunities find us.
Yes.
Right? Marty, do you agree with that? And Bubba, you see it too.
Every day.
They find us. And so the ones that we believe can make a real impact, that's why we're going to go to the next step and more structured. We're going to have it organized. We're going to have a company that actually can identify the opportunities that we can help and really not try to discriminate between anybody. The worst part of it, the very worst part of all of this, and I am pontificating, I apologize, but I get so wound up.
Please.
The worst part of this is not being able to help 100% of the people.
True.
Right?
It's true.
You know, one of the greatest gifts that we can give as human beings is give back to the world, right? And there's a Hebrew term called tikkun olam, which is our responsibility to take care of the world. And when I say the world, it's the people above it. And the greatest gift you can give somebody is helping them without making them feel bad. Because it's hard sometimes to receive. And one of the things that I think we all do amazingly well is when we help somebody, whether it's a car from Richard, whether it's all the amazing things you do, Marty, when we give them what they need because they need it, they don't feel bad or guilty. We do it in a way where we're actually helping them, and we don't want the recognition for it. We just want to help.
Well, that's mostly true. But the recognition part, as Marty said earlier, I think part of that is in there. Our egos like that. We like the attention, and we like the ability to do that and to be known for that. Right?
Bam. You want a big hammer, brother. And the bigger the hammer, the greater the opportunity to create change and make some noise. And so people always tell me, why do you make me so angry? Why do you make me so frustrated? Well, you're listening. Well, here we are. So let's transfer that into the ability to make a difference in a greater way. And that's what we end up all of us doing. And I'm so
Marty
blessed
and Bubba, I'm going to, well, you guys, really, you bring me into something that gives me an opportunity to do. This isn't about selling cars. We don't talk about selling cars.
Nope.
Ever.
No, you
ever.
Don't.
Never.
Ever. Ever.
And so, right? Ever. So, never. So when I talk to you right now, this interview, I am telling you, my adrenaline is running.
Mine too.
It just gets me so excited. And honestly, thank you both for allowing me to help make a difference.
And I'm excited to see what we come up with, because between the two of you, you're both amazing. And whatever the next step in the evolution is going to be amazing.
Richard Bazzi has never said no. Never. I'm not kidding. Well, that's no BS, brothers.
Marty Griffin, Richard Bazzi from Schultz Ford. I'm Bubba from 100.7 Star. Thank you, Marty. You're one of my favorite people in the world, and I love
back
you so much.
You. All right, boys.
This is Cars, Stars, and Everything in Between.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.